the background, and Barry Chapman, the plumbing boss from Chapman Plumbing, is in the house. Nice to see you again, Barry.
Good morning. Good morning, listeners.
And you know, we've got this this shocking report in the news on the electricity price going through the flipping roof. And everyone now up in arms about, oh my. I mean, firstly, we don't have any electricity. Well, it's intermittent at best. And then, even though the power has been off, the price is still going sky high. And in fact, it has increased. What do they say? South Africans are going to be paying 2,268 rand more per month for electricity than they did a decade ago. I mean, this is just on average, on a very average household using a minimal amount of electricity. Some of the super users here in Valito, that figure is just a pipe dream. It's way beyond that.
100%, yeah.
And one looks at it and thinks, well, what can be done? Is there anything that can be done? Well, the good news is that Barry sent me before the show a brochure outlining, because one of the biggest consumers of electricity in your house is
hot water heating,
the geyser, Bluxom. And there are all sorts of alternatives to the geyser which have been tried, and some of them are effective, but ultimately I think this solution that we're going to be talking about today might be a more practical one.
Well, 100%. So from a water heating perspective, I think in some circumstances up to 60% of your household electricity is utilized through water heating through a conventional resistance element. So alternative sources that we've spoken about before in the past are solar thermal heating, where you're physically circulating the water up on a panel up on the roof. It's still the most efficient way of heating hot water, but your maintenance on associated components and everything like that is quite high, because it takes a paneling. Sometimes it boils, sometimes it's nice and overcast, you don't get the hot water you need, so the element's turning on anyway. So that's the one thing with solar thermal. Then you have your standard split system heat pump system, which they're good. They have a few extra components to them. They do consume more electricity than this new unit as well. There's solar PV systems where guys put up panels on the roof and put micro inverters. Those are pretty cool as well. They're very costly though. But this little beauty, IHP, brought into South Africa by Power for Less. So this unit has been around for, if I'm not mistaken, nearly three decades overseas. I'm surprised it hasn't arrived here sooner. So it's called the IHP geyser. It's an integrated heat pump. Their mass-produced model is a 200-litre. They do have various other sizes. The joy about this particular integrated heat pump is it runs off 630 watts of electricity.
Which for the average person that doesn't understand these things like me, what does that mean?
So 630 watts of electricity is 4 times less than a standard. No, it's actually more than 4 times. Nearly 7 times less than a standard 200-litre geyser.
Yo! That has got to translate into a big cost saving.
So I'll give you an idea here. The Powerful Less guys put a little breakdown for us on the electricity saving that you'll make in 2024. Electricity was 2 rand 90 per kilowatt, and on a standard electric heater your electricity bill would be approximately 1850 rand a month for a standard water heater. The IHP worked out at the same rate of 2 rand 90 for the month is 316 rand.
Can I order them now? Are you installing them? Do you have some?
So yes. There's a specific course that IHP Powerful Less have put together with the Institute of Plumbing South Africa. They only want their units installed by certified and qualified IHP approved installers. So very proud to be one of those. Really excited about this product. And like you were talking about the power increases moving forward, they did a forecast to 2034. So a standard electric geyser would cost you approximately 5,100 rand a month to heat, whereas the IHP would be 876 rand.
You know what? It is a gift. It's an absolute... But there's got to be a catch. What is the catch?
Well, there's no real catch. It's just a damn good deal. So the construction of the cylinder, it's a 200-liter cylinder with a heat pump integrated on top of it with all its own internal piping. So on the outside of the geyser, you have your cold water inlet, your safety valve, and your hot water discharge.
So it's pretty easy to install if you do it
properly.
Very
simple. It plugs into a standard plug point, 3-pin plug point as well, because of the small amount of power that it draws. So stainless steel casing on the outside. The cylinder itself is mild steel, but it's an epoxy coating on the inside of it. The unit itself comes with a 10-year guarantee, which is almost... the cylinder itself comes with a 10-year guarantee, which is almost unspoken in the water storage industry. And the electrical components have got a 3-year guarantee on them.
Wow. Can they be mounted externally, or do they have to be covered?
They are... is an external unit. Can't remember the IPX rating on them, but they are for external use. Obviously, you don't want water pouring onto them, but the normal rain is perfectly fine. So don't put it under a valley on a roof and So external use, floor mounted, and they stand vertical. So it's an external item. When installing it at your house or anything like that, if you've got a conventional geyser up in the roof, you're going to now reroute the pipes to the outside of the property, put a little concrete platform, and then mount the geyser onto it.
But you can, I presume, also just have a conventional, this new geyser replacing your conventional geyser in the roof.
No, you can't.
You can't
install this in the roof.
So this is external only.
External for so the way a heat pump works is ambient air temperature. The hotter the temperature outside, the more efficiently it heats your water.
Aha.
So the byproduct of a heat pump is cold air.
Okay.
So, you know, have the exhaust open by your kitchen window, and it can blow the air back inside.
So this is it's good news from the plumbing boss. If you're concerned about the rising costs of electricity, and who isn't, this is going to be a huge game changer, because, as mentioned in the beginning of this chat, the biggest consumer of electricity in your household, bar none, is your geyser.
100%.
And if you can reduce the cost and remain still efficient in terms of your power supply, etc., in terms of your hot water supply, then it's a win. Now, a system like this presumably comes at a cost. Is it expensive?
So that's the other part, is it's really well priced.
Oh.
So Power for Less have set a standard price throughout the industry for insurance companies, wholesalers, everybody sells it at the same price. 24,500 rand, including VAT. That's for the unit itself. Which is, compared to other models on the market, it's more than 10,000 rand less. The other models on the market also don't have the guarantees that this unit has. So for 24,500 rand, you know, you're getting a phenomenal system. Just to put a bit of backup onto this, one of my clients that I installed one of these units in Lelusha, they are data loggers. This particular gentleman monitors his consumption. He wants to know everything that's going on. So we installed the IHP geyser. And the gentleman the next day phoned me and said to me, "Barry, you will not believe the difference in my power consumption." He went from 8,000 watts of consumption a day down to 3,000 watts of consumption a day.
Wow.
Nothing else changed in his house, barring the geyser.
Well, there it is, folks. You heard it from the plumbing boss. There is a solution to your conundrum, your dilemma of what you're going to be doing about keeping your electricity price under control as Josiencho and the lads keep on ramping it up. And that is simply have a chat to Barry Chapman. He has a viable solution which is going to save you money. And this is music to the ear.
100%.
Lovely chatting, Barry. And if you've just been tuned in, you've just joined us and you're wondering what this is all about, the good news is it'll go up as a podcast very shortly, so you'll be able to listen back and get all the information, and then you can even share it, because good news needs to be shared, right? Barry, lovely chatting. We'll catch
Thank
up in
so
a
much.
Week's time.
Awesome.
And the morning show continues.